Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest lady in the Easter parade.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from... whatever.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball, it would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week is the 100th anniversary of the Titanic sinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
What a terrible day in history.
What a terrible day in history.
Do you still get upset about it when you think about it, Cliff?
Do I still get upset about it? It's sad. It is sad.
Not about Jack, about the actual sinking of the Titanic.
I mean, I think that I'm numb to it after 100 years. Numb, aren't you? Aren't we all a little bit numb to the past? A little bit.
No, when you become numb, Cliff, history is bound to repeat itself. It's like when I get numb to the fact that that my stomach hurts after eating almost an entire pizza, I get numb to it, and then history repeats itself as it did a couple hours ago.
Well, I mean, it's no secret that in my own life, I do mirror the arrogance of the builders of the Titanic, who thought, let's blow it up. Let's make it huge. Let's show them how it's done. And that's what the chromosomes in my body are saying. They're saying, let's get bigger.
We are the shipbuilders of our time.
We are. We are personal Titanics. We, I think, feel an affinity for the ship because we know how it felt. We know how it would feel to be in the ocean, to crash into an iceberg.
Every time I run into a piece of furniture, I'm like, iceberg, dead ahead.
I know. And I think only by the grace of God, go we in the Titanic did sink.
Go we.
Yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
So, do you know that it cost $7.5 million to build the Titanic?
Wow, that is, I can't even imagine.
In today's money, that's way more. And it didn't even like make one damn trip.
Oh, I know, Kendall. It's there, bottom of the sea, a memorial. Do you know Bob Ballard? He left a plaque there when he went on his famous deep sea dive. As a memorial.
Let me ask you that. Well, a lot of people have placed plaques on Titanic. So many people have visited it now. And, you know, they're selling. And one of the things they're doing for the 100th anniversary is selling, like, deck chairs and other things that were on the... What do you think about that? Don't you think they shouldn't be just taking stuff off the Titanic and selling it for profit?
I think it's just another sign that capitalism is king and that we need to occupy... everywhere, even apparently the deck of the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean.
Occupy the Titanic.
Occupy this.
Occupy this.
Yeah, from these pigs who are out for a quick buck.
I didn't mean to start such a heated argument on your side for capitalism.
Listen, there are still 3 or 4 people occupying Busheltown, and we will go back to them. And we will interview them. and ask them what they think about that. Selling the deck chairs on the Titanic. I've heard you can rearrange them, but the ship is still going to sink.
Yes.
Many a critic has said that about our show.
You took the joke right out of my mouth for the end of the show. It's one of my quotes.
Oh, no.
And I was going to say, listeners may say that about our show, but we just keep rearranging them.
Well, we're like a whale. We are each share half of a brain turned
whale
off.
Whale of a tail, I tell you.
Yeah.
So, Cliff, I was reading this next little thing I'm going to tell you, and it reminded me of you and I so much, because this is it's just like it says, as the Titanic was leaving port.
Uh-huh. Stopped for food, for extra food. To make it a drive.
They're like, oh, turn around. We got to get some more food.
Was there a drive through in the ocean that it was going to run through before it went out to the sea?
As it was leaving port, the suction from this enormous ship snapped ropes of nearby ships from their docks. And tugboats had to be sent to prevent ships from all colliding together. It's like when we leave, it would just suck everything out with us.
Exactly. It's like when we walk along a path in the forest, there's somebody in a Jeep that's got a little cup of water sitting on the dashboard, and it's rippling in there thinking, oh my God, it's a T-Rex attack. The fences are shut off. What are we going to do? It's just us. It's just us.
And then they realize it's real life, and it's just us walking by. We're foraging for food. We're looking for a Dairy Queen driver.
A Dairy Queen in the wild.
All right. You got to get your Dairy Queen wherever you can get it.
You got to do what you can do. What would you have done? What would you have done if you had been on the Titanic and the ship is going to sink? What would you have done? What would have raced through your mind?
Well, you know, it says that some people went to the gym to ride on stationary bicycles to pass the time before they got onto a lifeboat.
No, I can't imagine that.
I was going to say, that's not what I would have done.
We would have been in that fucking kitchen.
I would have went straight to the kitchen. Face I was like, if down. I'm going down, I want to go down with style, get all the ice cream, get me your white Star Line china. I want it all. I want it right here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they would have found us. When Bob Ballard went to the bottom of the sea, they would have found us like this, in the kitchen, just frozen, holding big plates of food.
Two skeletons covered with barnacles, forks in hand, mouths
open. We would have went down.
Open. Yeah.
Literally, we would have went down in history, just like the people playing the music on the Titanic. They died playing music. People died holding each other in bed. We would have died eating.
We definitely would have. Back then, we probably would have eaten meat, so there probably would have been like big chicken bones in our hands.
Oh, yeah. Turkey legs, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, part of me wants to go back and sink on the Titanic just so I can do that.
A little bit.
But do I have a food obsession? No.
No. No. No, Kendall.
No. I'm going to keep telling myself that.
No. Yeah, Kendall. And that is not a joke.
No, it's not.
The joke is not that we would go back in time and all we would do is eat. The joke is our enormous
fat bodies that are the result of doing
it. If our joke is the fat, then the joke's on you.
How poetic.
Hilarity ensues. I can hear all the listeners laughing right now.
I can hear them laughing.
See? All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
On the Titanic, the captain calls a meeting of his officers. He says, I have some good news and I have some bad news.
Uh-oh.
What would you like to hear first? And the officer says, well, I'd like to hear the good news. And he says, well, we'll get 11 Oscars.
Oh, no.
Bad news. Iceberg.
Iceberg straight ahead. Kendall, Mom and Dad were taking young Billy for a walk through the park one sunny afternoon when all of a sudden in the bushes a short distance away, Billy spots two dogs going at it, and
uh-oh.
Billy says, Daddy, what are they doing? And the dad responds after some quick thinking, he says, why, son, they're making a puppy. And later that night, Billy was thirsty, got out of bed to get a glass of water. Nothing strange there. As he walked by his mom and dad's room, he heard a noise and looked in, only to find them going at it.
Oh.
And Billy shouts, Daddy, what are you doing? I'm being shocked for life here. And the father, quite embarrassed, replies, well, Billy, we're making a baby. And Billy says, quick, turn her over. I want a puppy. I want a puppy!
Uh-oh!
Cliff, what goes down well with ice?
No.
No. No. No. No.
Yes,
no.
The Titanic! No. Cliff, what do you get if you cross the Atlantic Ocean with the Titanic?
I don't know.
Oh, about halfway.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no.
And did you know, Cliff, that the chief designer of the Titanic had a lisp?
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. He actually said the sink was unthinkable.
Oh, no. Kendall, you owe all of those who perished on that night an apology.
Oh, Cliff, there's a whole online community of people that make jokes to honor the memory of the Titanic. And it said there was a ship that
honor
sunk.
Them.
There was a ship that sunk after the Titanic sunk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're in the freezing cold water. And you know what kept their spirits up, Cliff? They told jokes back and forth about the Titanic, and a lot of them survived. So you're welcome, America. On your next cruise disaster, you can tell those jokes.
Oh, America may never recover from this episode. One day, there was a man. And he went to a beach, which is completely naked, even though the beach was a non-nude beach. But the man, he thought and thought, looking around, he's like, nobody's here. So he just don't care, Kendall. He don't care. And so he takes off his towel and lays down, but he's got a newspaper there, last minute modesty. And then he covers up his junk with it. And soon, a minute later, a little girl just appears right out of the blue, and she says, excuse me, sir.
Stop the presses.
What's under that newspaper? She's polite and inquisitive, and the man, he replies, well, it's a bird, and you must never touch birds. They will kill you. And soon, he just falls right asleep. Later on, Kendall, oh my God, he wakes up in the hospital feeling immense pain around his most private of areas.
Ooh.
And the doctor, he asks what happened, and all he could remember was there was a girl at the beach. Kendall, later on, on the beach, no doubt looking for the Titanic coming in at last.
Cliff, how dare you degrade the memory of...
How dare I degrade it? Later on, the cops arrive at her house, little girl's house, asking what she's done. And she said, well, I was playing with this bird, and then it spit up white stuff at me. I got really mad. So I broke its neck, stepped on its eggs, and burned its nest.
Oh my God. See, you call her inquisitive, I call her nosy little bitch.
Nosy bitch. Oh.
That's all the jokes I had.
That's all the jokes. I'm going to take them down with me. They're going down with the
Are you? That's all the jokes you have.
It's all the jokes I've got.
All right. Well, let's take a break then, and we'll return right after this.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
Don't tell me not to eat. I need my fiber. Clogged colon and my guts, a ball of blubber. I need to flush out my constipated bowels. Don't tell me not to flush. I've simply got to. If someone gets the runs, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to police my bowels? I'll flush my crap out. I'll fill that bowl. Fiber.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Whoa, we are back. We are back. Kendall, we're back and we're fat and we've got back fat.
All those words apply to us in many different ways.
Yeah. Speaking of, Kendall, I'm tired of being as big as the Titanic.
Oh, I don't even know what to say. It makes me so sad. Oh, I'm enormous, Cliff.
Oh, I know.
You and I sat down with Mr. Snodbottom because we didn't know how we continue the show to be as enormous as we are.
I know. We nearly had a breakdown last year.
Yeah, and it almost ruined Christmas.
It almost did.
Mr. Snodbottom thought that we should have a friendly little challenge to lose weight. And to feel great.
I think that's two things I really want to do.
That's my two goals in life right now. So we're having the Coast to Coast Chubby Challenge.
Oh, since we can't gain hair.
Well, we sat down and said we're sick of being bald and fat. Mr. Stoudemire said, well, I can't do anything for the baldness.
Uh-huh. He's like, I bought y'all that one bottle of Downy fabric softener, and yep. It didn't work, and I can't do it. I'm at wit's end. But yep. Let's try.
This is the real deal. We're going to lose so much weight. And oh, tell them what the prize is, Cliff, for losing the most weight.
The prize for whoever loses the most weight. This is episode, I think, 232, maybe somewhere around there.
Okay.
And the Titanic, this one that we're on now. And whoever loses the most or gains the least, as the case may be.
Look who you're listening to.
Gets to produce our big, fat 250th episode any way that they want to.
So if I win, it'll be filled with magic.
Petrificus totalis.
And if Cliff wins, what will you do the show like?
Let's just say things you should know about Bette Midler. I don't know how to. You know what it'll be. We'll start out singing, and then we'll sing in the middle, and then we'll end bring with, it a home with a song. Yeah,
there'll be a kick line at the end with streamers. It's gonna be amazing. So yeah,
I know that there is one part of me that God did make perfect, and who am I to not share my perfect pitch with the world?
Oh yeah,
on episode 250.
So here's the deal: we weighed in this week, and we do not want half of our listenership just fall over dead with a massive heart attack and stroke from
how
much
away.
Well,
here's the thing. Mr. Snodbottom emailed the FCC, and they actually said if we were to say how much we weigh on the air, it would be obscene, and we'd be pulled from the airwaves. And so we can't legally say how much it is.
They said you can belch on there, but don't dare say how much you weigh. So, so we know.
It's a weird thing if it got.
We know how much we weigh, and we will each week.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, let's just say it's a lot. And each week
we'll.
Let's just
say somewhere around the what episode number is it? We're real close to whatever episode.
Sooner or later, our episode count will pass our weight. But
sooner or later,
we're gonna weigh in every week, and we'll tell you how much we lost. So that's how we'll do it, and. Sometime before the 250th episode, we'll declare a winner and all hell will break loose on the show.
Back to the Titanic. Back to Titanic. That's if they'd ever made a sequel to the movie. That's what it would surely have been called.
Back to the Titanic.
And I think that's something that everybody should know.
Oh, you
know?
Cliff, it is. It's time for Things You Should Know. Ooh. The game show that makes you feel dumb. And now here's your two hosts who love the Titanic and food equally, Cliff and Ken. Although I'll take a plate of anything over Titanic.
Over a plate of anything. Kendall, I want to ask you some questions about the Titanic.
Ask me, Cliff.
How many warnings of ice did the Titanic receive from other ships?
I'm going to say 14.
Nine. Now, Kendall, the watchmen of the Titanic were told to watch for ice, but they didn't even have binoculars.
The iceberg, because it had constant melting, it wasn't like a white iceberg. It was like clear almost. So it reflected the sky and the water. It's like looking in a mirror. They couldn't have found that iceberg. They could have went slower.
Does Discovery have a Sirius XM channel? Because we are selling this episode. This is for long-haul truckers who are like, you know, I want to learn more about the Titanic. They need to listen to this.
If Discovery had an XM station, I would have an XM stereo.
Enough said.
So what does RMS that precedes the RMS Titanic, what does it stand for?
Really mega ship.
No, that's what they called you in high school, Cliff. It's Royal...
Really mega ship. It was close.
Royal Mail Steamer.
Oh.
That's what they called me in high school.
Yeah, I've given a few Royal Mail steamers in my life. Kendra, how many floors tall was the Titanic?
Oh,
Ooh. Oh. Tricky. I see we did not receive the same mass email today.
No, you got me on that one. Let's see. 10.
11, very close.
I was close. I miscounted in the middle somewhere around deck 12. Cliff, how many total survivors from the Titanic were there?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. It was about 32%, though. 60% of first-class passengers were saved, while only 25% of third-class passengers were saved. I don't have an exact...
Oh, survey says... Oh, I'm sorry, Cliff. It was 705.
Oh, Kendall, how much did a parlor suite ticket cost?
Oh, Cliff, a parlor suite. That's not a first class. It's parlor, right?
It's a parlor suite. This is an area meant for very wealthy people. There were only two of them on the Titanic.
Well, a first class ticket I know is $4,700. So let's say $7,000.
No, we received conflicting emails about the price of tickets on the Titanic. But what we can agree with is it was equivalent to around $75,000 today.
How much was it? You didn't say.
Well, my sources say it was $3,300, but they said a single first class ticket, and this sounds more likely, was $430, and maybe like today it would have been $4,000.
No, it says, and it equals $50,000 in today's economy.
Oh, we've just got conflicting emails.
Why don't you Google that, listeners?
Send this to the Discovery Channel. They'll never let us on the air with conflicting emails.
We're going to get to the bottom of this before this episode's over. I swear to you. Cliff, what year did they find the Titanic?
They found it in 1988.
Ooh.
No.
86. You're close?
86. I was close. I was pretty close.
Well, that's all the time we have today for things you should know with conflicting answers. Join us next time for more things you should know.
Did either of us get anything right?
No.
And let me tell you, two people who did research on the Titanic today, we did. Uh-huh. And so
we should have gotten it.
Well, all I wanted to let everybody know, I wanted to let the suits of the Discovery Network know that we're not even halfway done giving you facts about the Titanic. Because up next, we have another long, forgotten, dusty old segment that we found in the bottom of the storage closet. We forgot we ever even did it. Mm-hmm. It is called a history lesson.
It's time for Cliff's history lesson. Oh, aren't you so excited?
I'm so excited, Kendall. We're here to educate the masses about the Titanic today.
Educate Kendall, me. I am the masses.
We gotta lose.
God.
Imagine what we would sound like sinking as large as the Titanic. Kendall, my sources at the Pentagon say a third class ticket cost $32. And did you know the design of the ship? It only called for 16 lifeboats. Talk about arrogance of man.
Idiots.
And did you know, but this was 10% more than called for by British regulations. And Kendall, I can't even believe it. I can't even go on anymore about the actual Titanic. I've got to turn my focus to the 15-year anniversary of Titanic the movie, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. It was 15 years ago this December, everybody.
Oh my God.
Young, impressionable.
And yeah. They're re-releasing it in 3D. Susan's working on it right now at Paramount.
Oh yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And a young, impressionable, obese teen, me, went out to see the movie 15 years ago. Did you know the studio?
My God, I can't believe it's been 15
they
years.
They wanted Matthew McConaughey.
Idiots.
Leonardo idiots. That God, Leo Kendall, I was so in love with Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, I was very in love.
I was loving that drawing scene.
Oh, never before have we seen breast that looks so much like ours. Mm-hmm. Represented on the screen. Mm-hmm. Kendall, did you know the staircase in the movie is actually not technically accurate, because it's actually slightly larger in the film. This is because, believe it or not, in 1997, people were taller than they were in 1912. And so they would have looked out of place and much fatter. If we were on the movie, they couldn't afford the set. CGI. It'd have to all be CGI to make the set even look like we could have been in it.
Yeah, they were like, we can't afford to build a set that big.
The only part we would have gotten in the movie is that of the iceberg. Kendall, did you know James Cameron, he was adamant about not including any song in the film, even over the closing credits. But did you know, on the sly, composer James Horner, he secretly arranged for Celine to sing My Heart Will Go On. James Horner and James Cameron, they just loved it so much. And they used it, and it went on to win the Oscar for Best Original Song.
What a sneaky bastard James Horner is.
See, you bitch, if you work with him, look out. Did you know that also, speaking of, they wanted Matthew McConaughey, Macaulay Culkin was also considered for the role of Jack Dawson. And as far as the role,
but when they hit the iceberg, he would have slapped his face and went,
Exactly. For Rose, they went with Kate Winslet, but they thought about maybe Nicole Kidman. And according to my sources, some of our sources have been bogus today. They say that Paramount, they also considered Madonna, Jodie Foster, Cameron Diaz, and Sharon Stone. What a different movie if with Macaulay Culkin and Madonna in Titanic. If you want, that's the only way I could have loved it more.
Then Madonna could have done a remix of You're Here Where Nothing I Fear.
Oh, that would have been awesome. That would have been great. Oh, and speaking of roles, you know, Kathy Bates, our soul sister roles, in obesity. Yeah, she was Molly Brown, unsinkable like us because of our buoyance. But they also considered for that role, they considered Barbara Streisand, and they actually offered it to Reba, but she had schedule conflicts and had to turn it down because unsinkable Molly Brown was from Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, I could see sharp and witty, sassy Reba being unsinkable Molly Brown.
Imagine the movie with Reba, Madonna, and Macaulay Culkin, or Matthew McConaughey, everybody. Imagine that.
Oh, thank you. All right, so Becky just brought me this list of facts about the Titanic. That comes from the Titanic Artifact Exhibition.
Okay. Has it been checked by Snopes? Is all I want to know.
Well, it says in here that there are many conflicting reports about how much a price. See, so it wasn't us just being crazy. There are many conflicting reports. It says that the best estimate of a price of a first-class ticket on Titanic to New York was $2,500, approximately $57,200 of today. And the most expensive rooms are more than $103,000 in today's currency. So, you know, they move around. And a third-class ticket at Titanic costs $40, which is approximately $900 in today's currency. So there you go.
There you go, everybody. We're on Don't Go to Sleep on Me Now. Class is almost over. The elderly couples, you know, you remember them in the bed that they were sleeping? Yeah.
Yep.
They were actually the owners of Macy's Department Store in New York.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. They both died on the Titanic. Ida Strauss was offered a seat on a lifeboat, but she refused, as you would do if you were offered a seat and I was not. She refused and said, I'm staying. As we have lived together, so shall we die together.
Not without my co-host, you bitch.
There was a scene film that depicted that moment, but it was cut from the final version because the rough cut was 36 hours long.
and they cut about 10 minutes out of it.
They cut 10 minutes out after a long, lengthy process. Kendall, finally, during the movie's theatrical run, Paramount had to send out replacement copies of the filmed theaters who had literally worn their copies out.
Worn them out.
They wore them out.
Just like my bowls in the kitchen. I have to replace them because I wear
just
them
just like any chair we ever sit on once. It is worn out. I saw it four times in the theater.
Well,
I helped wear it out.
First of all, thank you for that wonderful history lesson. I only saw the movie once in the theater.
It's crazy.
And the sound was messed up, and it was in like a really old, crappy $1.50 movie theater.
Oh, no.
Well, I watched it a lot of times when I got it, and this shows how old we are. It was on two VHSs.
The double VHS.
And you had to take out one VHS and put the other one in to watch it.
I had two versions of the VHS. I had the pan and scan and the letterbox.
Crazy how far we've come.
We are old. Children, the kids are saying, I've tuned out. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
They stopped texting me around the 30-minute mark. They're like, I'm tired of this.
They're like, you might as well be talking about how you loomed clothes out of animal pelts. And that's just sad how old we are and how sad it was that night. That fateful night.
Oh,
the ship hit the iceberg.
Oh, sad. Cliff, did you know that no skeletons remain at the wreck site? Any bodies that went to the seabed with the wreck were eaten by fish and crustaceans.
Oh,
isn't that crazy? Goodness.
That is crazy, Kendall.
If our listeners want to know more about the Titanic, they shouldn't listen to us. No, they should. They should go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our belts line at 818-308-4FAT.
Come what may. Time and the hour run through the roughest day. And that was said by William Shakespeare in Macbeth.
Well, God himself could not sink this ship. And that was said by an unknown Arthur. He was an unknown Titanic crew member to an embarking passenger, Sylvia Caldwell.
Oh, I hope Sylvia took that with a grain of salt. Kendall.
No, she didn't.
One day can change your life. One day can ruin your life. All of life is three or four big days that can change everything. That was said by Beverly D'Onofrio.
Yes, Cliff. And as I said before, don't you think we're just rearranging the chairs on the Titanic?
Yes. Yes, I do. And put that one over there. Take me home.
Put that one over
Titanic
there.
Titanic roads. I'm Claire.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week. And for the next Titanic anniversary at the 200-year mark.
Imagine. Oh, it will at least make it to 150.
Come on. And we'll have a show about it. So keep listening.
Yeah. 2062. Come on back.
And that was how Cliff and Kendall honored the 100th anniversary of the Titanic. Later that night, as Cliff had drifted off to sleep, he thought about the Titanic. And then he dreamed he and Kendall were on the Titanic the night the great ship went down.
What is everybody doing running around like crazy?
Oh, Kendall, you would think that there was a mouse on board, but I know the White Star Line would never allow that to happen.
No, absolutely not. So there must be something else going on. Well, I honestly do not know. Oh my gosh, listen. Listen, the band is playing a terribly sad song, Cliff.
Oh, this is so sad. It just reminds me of so many sad things. Thank God we're on this. Thank the good Lord above. I don't know. I'm so glad to be on this safe ship. This unsinkable ship.
Well, I am too, and if our listeners want to contact us, they can go to Western Union and send us a telegraph at Cliff and Kendall.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only way you can reach us.
Kendall, did you hear? It sounded like somebody dropped something into the water over here beside us, but I don't know why anybody would allow that to happen. They need to be taken in by a court-martial by the Coast Guard. They're dropping some of these nice things into the water.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All these people going crazy, but I guess we'll make it just fine to New York. And
we'll make it just
fine.
And
we'll see you back in New York, everyone.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you
Good
take
evening.
Us home, Cliff, down the watery road.
Take me home. Watery roads. Kendall, why are these people screaming? Don't they know it's late and we're trying to do a radio show?
I don't know, but that song you just came up with was beautiful. You should write that into a full-length song.
I'm going to make it a hymn to our Lord, though. So I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I am Kendall. Thank you for listening to this radio show, and we'll see you in New York.
Oh, good evening, everyone.
But then Cliff must have woken up, because Cliff and Kendall weren't actually on the Titanic, right? Right?
Right, right, right.